Thanks. So that's a good transition to our first case update. This case was Houston Community College versus Paul Law Group. And as Brian said, this is a case that relates to issues during shutdown and the kind of guidance on how we calculate business days in a pandemic. In this case, HTC received requests from three separate requesters over a period of time. The first request came in December of 2019. And at that point, HTC sought clarification of the request. They responded to the request in part. They provided some documents, and then they, or rather said they didn't have certain information, and then sought an attorney general decision as to whether some of the responsive information could be withheld. But then they got a second request for information, and that request was submitted on March 4th. HTC, shortly thereafter, started their spring break. They came back from spring break in March of 2020, and I think we kind of all know what happened then. By the time they got back from spring break, COVID was in full swing, and they were then closed indefinitely upon return from spring break. So with respect to that second request that was received in March, they responded that they would process it when they returned to normal operations. And then they received several more requests in the months that followed in April through June of 2020 from three different requesters. And they responded to all of those requests the same way by saying, we'll process these requests when we're back to normal operations. And their perspective was, these aren't business days right now. We're not open. Our staff is working from home. One of the requesters filed a petition for writ of mandamus to seek to compel HTC to respond to those Public Information Act requests. They filed that suit under Section 552.321 of the TPIA, which is a provision that allows a requester to file suit for a writ of mandamus to compel a governmental body to make information available for public inspection if the governmental body refuses to request an attorney general decision as provided for under the Act, or refuses to supply public information that the Attorney General has determined as public. So the kind of key word there is refusal. Sovereign immunity is waived for purposes of a requester bringing suit against a governmental body if they've refused to comply with the Act. HTC then filed a plea to the jurisdiction and asserted that they had in fact not refused to comply with the Act because they responded appropriately to the first request, and from their argument was that they had no obligation to respond to the subsequent request because their offices were closed and they weren't incurring business days. The trial court denied the plea to the jurisdiction, and then the Court of Appeals affirmed that decision and basically said, look, you know, even if your staff is working from home, then you have an obligation to reasonably and in good faith to respond to Public Information Act requests to the extent that you can. And they also said that Section 552.233 of the Act limits a suspension of requirements during the TPIA of the TPIA during a pandemic to 14 days. So this case is really consistent with what we now have, I think, under SB 1225, which is it's just kind of stands for the idea that even if you have staff working from home, you can't just say, well, it's not a business day. There's an obligation to provide records. There's also some other kind of interesting language in the case about, for example, seeking clarification, the idea that seeking clarification of a request for information needs to be done in good faith, not for the purposes of delay, et cetera. But the kind of overall idea is that in keeping with kind of the purpose behind the TPIA and the interest in government transparency, you need to engage in kind of a good faith effort to provide information. So that is really our case that's most related to open government during a pandemic, but of course the law marches on and there's other cases that were decided on other issues of note this year. So we'll go over a few of those. This is not necessarily a complete discussion of every case that touches on the TPIA or the or TOMA over the past year, but some of the cases here. The first case is Qatar Foundation for Education, Science, and Community Development versus the Zachar Legal Institution. This is a case where the requester submitted a request for public information to Texas A&M, and they were seeking information related to donations that the university received from the government of Qatar or agencies or subdivisions of the government. A&M sought an attorney general decision. The attorney general held that the university had to release some responsive information, and that included some information related to contractual payments that the foundation had made to A&M. The foundation did not know about the request earlier. They did not get a 10-day notification letter. But when they learned about it, they filed suit under the TPIA seeking a declaratory judgment against the attorney general, saying this information shouldn't have to be released. They filed suit under section 552.325 of the TPIA. And here the requester intervened, filed a plea to the jurisdiction, and argued that the district court lacked jurisdiction because, according to the requester, there was no provision in the TPIA that allows a third party to challenge a decision of the attorney general's office.